got your shitting pants on.
Because you are about to shit your pants.
A jelly donut!
I'm your huckleberry.
You're not looking at the big picture! You're not looking at the big picture!
Sucker, all it is medulla oblongata.
Hey, welcome to the program. I am Michael Sargent. You're listening to The Big Picture. Okay, we're going to do a little expansion on last week's show where I talked about perceptions. And for those of you that may have not heard the episode, I had done some photographs for, I wouldn't even say it's client. It was just kind of a fun shoot. And there was some preconceived conceptions about who I am as a photographer and how I act and how I carry myself and, you know, how those perceptions were shattered in a very short time frame. So I was asked to kind of expand on that. And I said, sure, I can do it on the show. Let me just refresh here. When my clients walked in, you know, I always do the same thing. I ask them what their expectations are and what they're looking for in a photograph and where do they eventually want to go, especially if they have aspirations of being just, you know, more than a photograph. So I was taken back because, you know, the model had said to me, well, what are your expectations? Where do you want this shoot to go? And I was like, wow, okay, interesting. So, you know, we started, and it didn't take long, you know, for, you know, her perception to change of me, you know, of who I was. I mean, she was going off of what somebody else said, you know, or, you know, an idea that somebody else had described me as who I am as a photographer and what I do. And I'll tell you, it's like, you know, when you get somebody in front of the lens, you need to, you got to loosen them up, you know, so you get natural expressions and things like that. And, you know, even pro models, you've got to kind of do this. You've got to kind of work it in a little bit where they feel comfortable standing in front of your lens, you know, so they don't have like model bitch face all the time. And, I'll tell you what I ended up doing, and this is where it changed things. I have, you know, playlists that I play, you know, on the computer, and I listen to all sorts of different types of music. And where it got funny is as soon as I, you know, put on one of my playlists, something that I enjoy, and I figured that, you know, based on age and things like that, it would be something that my client would enjoy. And, you know, the first thing they said was, man, I can't believe you listen to this kind of music. This is cool. And I'm like, yep. So, you know, the ice started to melt. And then, you know, just in direct communication and the way, you know, I interacted, you know, in a professional manner, it, you know, really started to put the afterburners on. And we were able to really catch some great shots. So what I'm getting at here is, you know, we talk about perceptions and just expanding on the topic. People will paint an image of you, especially when it's word of mouth. And sometimes that image is flattering, sometimes it's not so flattering. Well, it's up to you as the photographer, you know, to shatter that barrier and you know, work with that client to get the images. Now, this client saw who I was, realized that I wasn't some uppity, snobbity photographer guy, that I like to have fun during the shoots. And, you know, I'm, you know, pretty much I say what I need to say. And, you know, you've heard me on this program before, you know, just lay loose and I will use a lot of colorful metaphors from time to time. Just depends on you know, how I feel or how passionate I am about a particular subject. So you basically, you know, kind of shatter their perceptions and then let them see you for who you really are. And what happens is when people get comfortable in front of the lens, they start to show you who they are. And that's where it really gets interesting, because you're able to capture natural expressions, very dynamic looking images, very flattering portraits. So all I'm really saying is, you know, you have to know how to do that. And if you don't know how to do it, you better learn. Because two things that I've learned, people talk, especially, you know, you have a client that comes in, let's just say you don't quite get them to loosen up, or you don't get the shot that you wanted to get with them. You know, that doesn't go so well. Now, I will tell you this, I'll expand on this. I mean, there's a lot of photographers out there, and people have a preference with photographers. You know, once they like somebody, that's where repeat business comes from. In my world, you know, sometimes you meet people through just from the fact that, you know, their family, you know, wants to come to you and have their photograph taken, you know, a family portrait. And, you know, right there, that's where you have to put it all together and break those barriers with other people if you want to win business away from other photographers, which I'm going to tell you is not a very easy thing to do. Fortunately, what I look at is, you know, the specific types of photography that I do. And, you know, there's that niche there that I like to work with, and not saying that I won't do, you know, just regular portraits, but when people realize what you are able to do in specific categories, you know, that's where you start to identify your target market. So anyway, long story short, perceptions, you know, have you ever had to deal with a perception? You know, somebody perceived you differently than who you really are or what you really do as an artist, a photographer, you know, an individual, business professional. You know, it's basically, you know, judging a book by the cover. And I wouldn't say that I was judged by the cover. I would say that I was judged by perception from word of mouth. And, you know, once you break that, you know, you break that barrier and people realize just who the hell you really are, it is very unique. It's very moving and it's special. And what's amazing is, you know, when you do that and then people are, you know, just like, wow, I can't believe this. I mean, I got a lot of wow out of this last shoot. And, you know, the response is always, you know, they want to have another go with you at one point.
Oh. Who's your friend? Oh, I'd like to have a go with that filly.
So, you know, you do what you do, and you just keep working your niche and getting people to understand who you are. And all of a sudden, brother! It changes, everything. So, you know, it was amazing to me because, you know, we do this, perceptions are shattered, we get great shots, and, you know, instead of, you know, getting, well, thank you very much, you know, you get a hug out of the deal, and, you know, they see some of the images that you actually take because of the way that I do things on the big screen. They you know, get a preview of what your imagery is going to be like, and it blows them away, and they love it, and, you know, you use it as a tool, and I work that angle, and it works out really good for me. So, you know, when you get the opportunity to change a perception, it's like I said, it is a very powerful moment, and you got to capitalize on it. You know, you got to capitalize it. If you can't do it, then you just failed.
But I have failed.
And I'm not into failing. I do not like to fail. And, you know, you learn from the mistakes. And the thing is You learn from the mistakes. They become lessons. And once you learn those lessons, that's a very hard thing to kill. All right. So, you know, you just keep doing it and popping it out. And, you know, I very amazed at the way things have worked. You know, it's led to a lot of other things. You know, more shoots with different people because they see what you're able to do, especially when you're working with a pro. So, it's always kind of amazing. Things are just kind of amazing to me. So, you know, yeah, there's nothing funny about it. I like to do my thing and you know, I've seen it time and time again where, you know, people will walk out of one photographer's studio pissed off. They're not happy and, you know, call them jackasses and everything else.
Jackass!
You know, and then they go to somebody else and then all of a sudden it's a fit. So what I'm saying here is change people's perceptions and always remember that it's your responsibility to do so, not the client. Okay, I hope that makes sense. Change perceptions and nail it every single time. And the next thing you know, you're the man. You know, they want to come back. They want to see you. Okay, so I am going to take a quick little break here, give you the content that I can, and, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about photography, okay?
Mama said, but Mike, don't you want to be comfortable? I said, no, I don't want to be comfortable. I want to be scared out of my head and lost out of my mind. I want to fall in and out of love a few thousand times. I want to spend all of my money on my friends and on. I want to ride around on a horse and give people hugs. And when I come into town, they'll say, oh, there's Mike. There's something wrong with that boy. I swear he just ain't right. Cause I won't waste another day living someone else's way. I wanna be happy. I wanna be free. Forget what they say. I'm doing me.
Well, welcome back. Got some good news here. This show has got some sponsorships. And, I'm going to give you just a couple of quick notes. I want to thank Anchor FM, and I also want to thank Infatuation. At some point in the show, you'll hear the commercial, and you know, I want to give those guys a big thanks for sponsoring the show. All right. So let me ask people something. It's the holiday season. What are you thinking this year? I mean, how are things looking? People happy? I mean, are they in a better place than what you were a year ago? I know I am. No, I'm not starting a rant on politics. I'm not doing it this week. I've had enough, you know, that gives me a bellyache. What I did want to talk about is, you know, there's a lot of software upgrades going on right now. Capture One, it's a program I use to do my editing. I'm new to it. It's pretty easy for me to use. They just released Capture One 12, version 12. Pretty cool stuff there. Another software upgrade that recently took place was On One. On One is released Photo Raw, I believe it's 2019. It's a good program. It's a great program. I enjoy it. I like using it. I don't use it all the time, but I do dabble with it. Okay. Something I want to talk about real quick. I don't know if too many people know this or not. A lot of people have had problems, including myself, with Lightroom, you know, one of the later versions. I believe it's 6.2 1-3, and tethering. Okay. I don't know how many people listening that are photographers have actually ever tethered. And let me break it down for you. Tethering is where you hook your your computer up to your camera, and when you snap your images go directly to a computer or a hard drive, portable hard drive. And, you know, you can use software to edit right there, you know, with the photos right on your computer. I had a hell of a time. I had a hell of a time getting this to work, and I use a tether cord by Tether Tools. And it's a USB, I believe they call it USB-C. It's supposed to be a fast interface. But what was happening is my cameras would not stay connected, and I was kind of blown away over the fact that it would show a connection, but then it would drop the connection. And I was in touch with Adobe trying to get it all figured out, and in time, I did, and that allowed me to, you know, complete some jobs that I had that required tethering, okay? So, don't give up, people, if you have Adobe, you know, 6.13 and you've tried to tether, because some of the later model cameras will work, okay? It's just, you have to play with it. You probably have to call Adobe. I put a couple of software patches on my computer, and it did work. So, you know, I do know this much is, 6.13 Lightroom will work with, the Canon 5DSR. It'll work with the 5DS. I didn't have any problems connecting to the Mark III or the 1DX. I did have a problem connecting with the 5D Mark IV. So, not sure if I have that issue resolved yet. I'm working on it. Like I said, I like to use two programs to tether with. I like to use Capture One, and I like to use Lightroom. The differences with Capture One is, you know, because I'm new to it, there's some things I have to learn as far as the tethered captures and making it go to, you know, the folder that my images are being imported in. You know, you want to see a film strip so you can click on that image and have it show up, especially after you shoot tethered. So I've had a little difficulty with that. That's something I'm working on. So just so everybody knows, you know, the end all goal here is eventually to get away from Lightroom altogether, because Lightroom has gone to that Creative Cloud crap, and I am not interested in paying for a subscription online to Adobe Lightroom. I've got a stance on that. Now, maybe that stance will change at some point, but currently I have no interest in working with Adobe Lightroom online. I think that, from what I've seen, and maybe somebody can explain it to me or break it down, but it looks like everything, you know, the effects and all that stuff are you know, kind of online. It's like it's not on your computer anymore. So I'm not into that. I want to own the program. I want it on my computer. I want to be able to do what I want when I want to do it. And that's basically it. It's that simple. So a couple of follow-ups. I will be doing more animal shelter photos very shortly. That process and program has really done some good things for adoptions. And I'm pretty proud of that, you know. It seems that adoptions have gone through the roof since I started, you know, getting involved with creating, you know, just beautiful images of some of these animals and showing people the real potential of a shelter pet. It's kind of moving. It's kind of moving to know that, you know, something you're doing is actually making a difference. Yeah, I'm happy, people. Very happy about that. So, well now, I had noticed, there's a couple of new flashes out there, by Profoto. Now you gotta love Profoto. You gotta love the lights. They are expensive, but they're awesome. I'm looking at things now, considering just their upgrades. They'd be upgrades for me, and that's something that, you know, I'm taking into consideration, considering the levels that I'm taking my photography to. You can plan on seeing a lot of outdoor stuff next year. More portrait work, more artistic work. I may even be doing a little fashion stuff. And I don't know if I'll be able to, I'll just tell everybody now, I don't know if I'll be able to do a show next week. I'm going to be out of town. I have a major project to do, and I'm going out of state and doing a pretty big job. So this is about all I got for this week. You know, I don't have a lot of news. Just want to put it out there and let everybody know that I have been swamped and doing the show. I love doing it. I love talking about it. But the more work that I do, the more content that I can bring you and talk about some of the issues that, we overcome while I'm actually photographing. But yeah, we got a lot of work to do, people. So anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank the sponsors of this program. Everybody stay cool. Christmas is coming. I hope everybody gets spoiled. I hope everybody's in a good place. If not, change it. You have the power and the ability to change life. Thanks for listening. Sarge is out.
Attack, front to back, in this thing called rap. Figure like a shovel, rhyme double on a heavenly level. Bang the bass, turn up the treble. Radical mind, day and night, all the time. 7-14, live, divine. Maniac, radiac, winning the game. I'm the lyrical Jesse James. Quality, I possess. Some say I'm fresh, when my voice goes through the mesh of the microphone that I am holding. Copywritten lyrics, so they can't be stolen if they are. Police, you're trying to save them, your voice will see. So peace, stay off my back, or I will attack, and you don't want that.